Hello everyone and welcome to another Press Start podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang. If you want to hit me up on Twitter or other social media, then it's Out After Dark 216 across the board. Unless you have a PlayStation, want to add me, it's OAD216, but don't worry about that. I don't even know how to switch my PS4 on. With me today, it's becoming, as always, so we'll just start going with that going forward, is Liam. Liam, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Everyone, I'm Liam, the Grimfish on Twitter. And as we'll probably get into it, I'm a bit frustrated with gaming at the moment.
Yes, no, that's the topic of this week's show. Last week, if you listened, you'll know that we were talking about things that we like, things that are, you know, good features in games. We talked about Assassin's Creed a little bit, even Mafia 2, stuff like that. This is the Mafia 3 podcast to how good Mafia 2 was. This is the things that are wrong. This is the annoyances here. But there's actually a couple of new releases that I'm just going to talk about quite briefly. It's only been me that's played either of them. Liam's not had the chance to pick up the one he's going to yet, and that one first off is Injustice 2. In the UK, it only came out today, which is we record this on a Friday to go out on a Saturday. So it's the 19th of May as we record this. I have had the game in my possession for probably 2.5 hours. I've played it for maybe 20 minutes of that time. And so far, do you know what? It's pretty cool. I like it. It looks really nice. It seems pretty well balanced in terms of fighting game mechanics, which is something that I really look for because I'm not very great at them. So I like it when I'm not getting absolutely battered, but just on sort of regular difficulty, seems to be pretty good. You know, win some, lose some kind of thing. Story mode. Just started it. Seems pretty interesting so far. Only criticism so far is I'm already bored of like the special power move things that you get. You got it in the Mortal Kombat ones as well, where you sort of, it's called an X-ray move in Mortal Kombat, I think, where you pull both your triggers. I'm already bored of Batman.
Yeah, see like the sort of skulls and bones breaking and stuff like that. Yeah, it's like, it's cool when you first see it, and then after like the 10th time in a row you've done it, it's like, you know, that could be maybe something that's a once in a while thing, or like if you get a chance, like a combination of buttons, like your fatality or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so far, it's almost a chance to rest your thumbs mid-round, I think, is the best way to describe that. Moving off of that, we are going to talk about that hopefully in a little bit more depth next time. Our show dates are a little bit up in the air because I'm actually not even moving house, I'm moving city in 7 days' time, so our recording schedule is going to have to fit around that a little bit. So hopefully, all going to plan, we should have a bit more to say about Injustice 2 for you next week. Other one I wanted to touch upon very briefly again, because Liam's not got much to say about it, is Prey. I succumbed to it. I didn't buy it day one, but I heard so many people saying it was very like System Shock, it was very like Bioshock, it was very like Half-Life. I started thinking, do you know what? I like all of those games. I think they're all fantastic. I'm going to give this a chance. And I don't like it at all. So far, the mimics, the little enemies that can disguise themselves as cups and whatever, are a pain in the ass to hit with your wrench that you have at the start. I'm led to believe that it does get better in terms of getting ammo and being able to craft ammo and stuff, but in sort of an hour and a half to 2 hours worth of gameplay, because I've only had it a couple of days. I think I had like 8 shotgun bullets. I've died a lot, like properly through just the controls seeming off and like the swing of a wrench not timing itself very well to when the mimics jump at you. You know, it's maybe it makes it quite realistic, but Yeah, it's like they jump at you. By the time you swing, they've already got in, done damage, and jumped back out again. It's like watching in Labyrinth, that Ludo guy, the big bear, when he's like throwing fists. It's like that, and it's just, the little dog thing can get in, and yeah, it's like that. That's how I felt. I was Ludo. And yeah, I finally got to a crafting station. It says, "Oh, you can craft this gun." Fantastic. I need a new gun. And it was a Nerf gun.
Fucking Nerf gun. Why is that in there? Why?
I don't know. It actually tells you. I will, as a slight disclaimer, other foam bullet weapons are available. Nerf is not the only brand. It's the only one worth mentioning, to be fair. It doesn't carry into the gun, the into the game, sorry. But the gun, yeah, it's a foam bullet gun. It actually tells you the gun does no damage on anything. Yep. So.
Yeah, that, you know what, that is, to me, that's reminiscent of Soul Calibur. 2 is probably what most people will know. There's a point in it where you can get in Weapon Master mode, like weapons for each character, but they do barely any damage, and when you hit someone with it, they make like a weird noise.
Yeah.
Like Nightmare, for instance, instead of having the massive sword or whatever, he had like a wooden oar.
Okay.
Like, and every time you hit
Yeah.
someone with it, it made some weird like flubbery noise. And I was just thinking, there was no reason for them to be in there in the first place. Like, maybe they finished the game and then one of the heads sort of said, put some funny weapons in there, and they all fancy their jobs too much that they had to. But then it is coming from Namco, which is Japanese, which are renowned for being weird when it comes to games. So maybe that's part of it. But
See,
yeah,
I can kind
some.
of, sorry, I can kind of get on board with it a little bit with fighting games, because I was going to say because they're not quite so based in reality. I mean, it's a spaceship infested with aliens, but it's meant to be sort of real gritty kind of sci-fi thing. Fighting games kind of can make their own universe. I've not even dabbled with that in Injustice 2 yet, where I can sort of mod all my characters and stuff like that. I know that the new Tekken has got like massive customization options in it. So you know what, I think something like that in a fighting game actually kind of good fun. If you're instead of getting your sword, you get maybe like a wiffle bat or something. Like I quite like that. But yeah, for how much I kind of struggled through the first couple hours of Prey, for them to give me my second gun as being a foam dart Nerf gun, I was so pissed off. I felt so trolled. And yeah, just I actually switched it off in a huff. Because
Yeah, see,
all I wanted was some shotgun bullets.
I only played the sort of first hour demo, and that was literally that first. Well, I don't even think I've got an hour into it. I've got about maybe 40 minutes into it, and that was enough for me to comfortably say, if I don't buy this, I'm not missing anything myself. I couldn't get into it. Like, I played sort of the original Prey. It's from like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, I think it was 2006. Yeah.
That was, I quite enjoyed that actually. But yeah, this newest one, it's like they've sort of taken the name and, changed a lot of other stuff, and not for the better really. Like, don't get me wrong, the graphics are stunning. Like, you can see every detail, but I think it's a case of maybe style over substance again, which seems to be a running theme with a lot of games recently.
Yeah, I really can't disagree with that at all. I think that's a really good way to put it. I mean, the comparison to Bioshock and stuff, I actually think that there's sort of heightened dread in this because I really don't feel it handles well at all. And because of that, I felt more... Scared's the wrong word. You know, that's I just felt more... I felt less inclined to want to go into battle or go to fight things because I knew that I was going to die at least a couple of times. I don't know when my last save point was, and I don't really want to have to redo massive sections. So, yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of places giving this game like 7s and 8s out of 10, and that's fine. I did read somewhere that somebody gave it a 5 out of 10 because their review copy actually had like a massive game-breaking bug in it and deleted their save before they completed it. So I think they gave it like a 5 on the strength that they enjoyed what they played but couldn't finish the game because of this bug. And people actually complained to the point where they had to re-review the game. I think that's awful. I mean, I think that people should be able to say, look, I bought this game or I'm reviewing this game. It's glitched to shit. Like, I had a review pulled when I was on another website because I played a game, it was glitched to shit. It was actually Alekhine's gun, a Hitman clone that came out maybe a year and a half ago on Xbox One. One of the worst games I've ever played in my life. I gave it 1.5 out of 10, and the site refused to run the review to avoid upsetting the developers and publishers. So, yeah, this is my thing. Prey looks fantastic. Plays like shit, if you ask me. And I love Bioshock. I love Half-Life. Love System Shock. If I'm missing something, send me a message on Twitter. Get in touch through the Facebook site. Anything. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Help me out because I want to play a game I enjoy. Help me enjoy it. Excellent. So, slight rant against Prey. Liam, we're here to talk about things that annoy us in games. So, let's see if you've got anything sort of pent up already.
Well, I don't want to sort of go on about what I've said before about like online and microtransactions and stuff like that because they are a pain in the arse. I don't know. I think at the moment it just seems to be games in general are just annoying me. Like sort of newer AAA games.
Yeah.
Just sort of I'm picking them up, playing them, like, and sort of I get to the end and I think, you know, do I want to play that again?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I found myself sort of playing a lot of my old sort of 360 games, and you know, I started playing Darksiders.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Great game. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's sort of Devil May Cry-ish kind of in its style. And yeah, it doesn't take itself too seriously, and you can have a laugh with it. And I think that's what a lot of games are missing at the moment, is that trying too hard to make it such a great game, and it's sucking all the fun out of them.
Yeah.
Like, I know gaming's a big thing now, they have tournaments and God knows what else, but they need to be fun in the first place, surely.
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, that's something that I'm not even going to get into that right now, because it's actually kind of my pet peeve with everything in life, is that sort of unbridled competitiveness. I mean, that's why I'm quite enjoying Wildlands. You know, it's fun. Like me and a couple of buddies can just sort of kick back, talk about stuff, play the game, go through it, and just you know, have some fun. If people who are that sort of ultra competitive way about anything, like, I just don't have time for them at all. But yeah, when it comes to video games, like, stop it, really. Like, I get that esports are blown up.
I've got a good example, actually. I was playing WWE 2K17 mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, and I thought, you know, I'd venture to online and see, you know, where the competition's at. And I played one match. I think I was Finn Balor, and I was against someone playing as, I think, Roman Reigns. So I assume he's about 10. and yeah, I was, you know, it was a pretty decent match, and I started getting the upper hand, and he fucking rage quit on me. And I'm like, mate, if you're playing against someone, you might lose. Like, just go with it.
Yeah.
And it just, that sort of thing annoys me. Like, don't rage quit. You might come back. You might get a second wind. I might fuck up. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. But as soon as they get, they're not going to win, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not playing you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, dude, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It's awful. Like, say, if that's your bag, if you're that sort of way inclined, great, go for it, knock yourself out. But do you know what? Just know that there's a massive percentage of gamers that aren't going to play the next Call of Duty because they just can't be bothered listening to your shit. Like, that's all. You know, that's kind of the problem. Gaming's not really an underground community anymore. You know, everybody has a games console of some way, shape or form in their house, practically. You know, people don't use them for the same reasons, but it's not underground. You know, it should be welcoming. I think the thing that they tried to introduce with the Xbox 360 that they actually failed to do was that sort of this sort of group banding, which was a great idea in principle, but they never did anything with it, where you could actually suggest on your gamer card what sort of lobbies you wanted put into. Something like that, I think, is a fantastic idea. And maybe the Xbox groups, I've not really looked at them too much, maybe they are sort of starting to, you know, give us that sort of option. You know, you can find groups of people who, you know, want to play Overwatch for the experience of playing Overwatch. Like, I want to play Overwatch. Can't deal with it online. Cannot deal with the groups of people that I end up playing with. Maybe that's it. I've, again, not looked deep enough into it. One thing we...
I know you can, on groups, you can, if you, say, if you create your own, or if you put in tags, you can do stuff like no swearing, or, you know, child friendly and stuff like that. You can put exactly the sort of thing you're looking for, and then it brings up a load of groups that match your criteria.
Right, okay. Oh, that's definitely worth looking then. I'll need to check that out. Maybe I'll pick up Overwatch. that's good to know, actually. Kind of suggested my own ending there. Good. One thing Liam and I have talked about while we've been off air, we do, and I'm really sorry to break down the fourth wall here, guys, but there's a little bit of preparation goes into these shows, even if it is just, what do you want to talk about? Let's just wing it when we go live. We do at least have a couple of lines of communication beforehand. And while we're talking about this one, there was one thing that we ended up kind of stumbling upon, and I think it's a big, big cross against video games, and one of the big things to really be sort of wary of, and be upset about, and be quite happy to rip on, for want of a better way of putting it, video game movies. And do you know what? I'm going to say straight off the bat, on this subject, I'm going to defend one that I've seen quite recently, and that was Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. Not a great movie, great fun to watch. If you like that sort of thing, just kind of nonsense action, I thought it was really good. I thought it was better than any of the other Resident Evil movies I've seen. It was kind of a weird mix between, if I don't know if anyone actually watched this movie, but Doomsday from a few years ago. It was set in Scotland. and basically the world had ended and everyone had moved to Scotland, something like that. Anyway,
No, I don't think I've heard of
no,
that, but.
actually, pretty good. I'm pretty sure Malcolm McDowell was in it. But it was this sort of like post-apocalyptic survival thing at first, and then it became like 13 Ghosts, which I thought really, really underrated horror movie from 15 years ago or so. And yeah, really enjoyed it. Couldn't think of another video game movie that I really enjoyed though. Not off the top of my head, because yeah, we got onto this talking about Assassin's Creed. As we generally end up talking about on these shows, we're both big fans. But I've seen it, Liam hasn't. And yeah, it's I wish it was a lot better than it was, to be honest. Wish it was a lot better than it was.
Yeah, I saw what did I go and see? It was either Suicide Squad or Doctor Strange, I can't remember what. I went to see it at the cinema and there was a trailer for Assassin's Creed. And just the whole way through it, I was thinking, please be good, please be good, please be good. And then all the reviews have come out and people have just absolutely panned it. Like, just it, not even that they were sort of picking holes in it. It was just generally just a bad movie right across the board. You know, Michael Fassbender, generally, you know, pretty good actor. But even he could not save that film.
No, I can't remember. Is it Marion Cotillard? I can't speak French, I'm sorry. My pronunciation is no good. She is really uninspired. Whoever the leading lady is, she is completely not bothered. If you kind of want to have this movie summed up without having to watch it, all I can say is have a look at what they've done to the Animus. And that kind of sums it up. If you look at the Animus and go, all right, that's fine. I can get on board with this. Then you'll probably get through the movie and go, well, that was a movie that I saw. That was fine. Great. I'll maybe watch that again one day. If you look at the Animus and you go, oh, for fucking, what are they doing? Then don't bother. Quite frankly, don't bother even wasting your time watching it. So Liam, if you've not seen what the Animus looks like, just look at a few Google images. Of the Assassin's Creed Animus from the movie, and you'll know yourself,
Yeah,
like genuinely
I
how you.
think I might have seen it, but I'm not sure in what context it was. It was just like a little snippet in a trailer, so.
It's almost reminiscent of like the power loader from Aliens. Like
Really?
honestly, it's fucking mental. It's like a full room structure that Michael Fassbender stands in, like Christ. But also, he's like kind of unconscious, and the thing moves and stuff as he does. It's oh,
Okay, yeah, that already sounds terrible.
there's points in it where I was like, wow, this is it's like watching. You know, have you seen Pacific Rim? The big
No.
mechs, right? Actually, not a dreadful movie considering, but there's bits in it. Basically, these massive mechs are built to fight kaiju, and they have two pilots inside them. And as cool as the robot battles are, now and again it flashes to inside the robot's head, and you've got these two guys wearing astronaut suits moving in unison to control the robot. And it's like, just no. No, you've kind of ruined it. Like, just give me Robot versus Godzilla, right? That's what I want to see. And every time it flashes into there, you're like, oh, now that's stupid. I don't know how an actor could act that without going, well, I feel like a dick here, actually. I don't know why I'm doing this. Let's see if you can give us a good and a bad video game movie.
Well, good's a very strong word. A watchable one is would be, I would say, Silent Hill. It's not, I mean, it's, I wouldn't say it has the same sort of aura as the game, But you do still sort of get a sort of fright here or there. It's got the decent sort of environment and stuff like that. Yeah, it was, you know, I watched it. I sort of thought, yeah, you know, that wasn't as awful as I thought.
That's a good call, actually. I remember quite enjoying that. The second one was shit. Second one was really shit. You're now not allowed to have the second one as your bad one. No, that's a really good call. I'd forgotten about that. That's probably up there for me as well, in terms of good video game movies. So yeah, well reminded, yeah.
A bad one, and this is quite an old one. It was the Super Mario Brothers.
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Like, what? Seriously, what? Who? What were they thinking?
Not even Bob Hoskins could save that.
Yeah, this was like sort of 90s, and Nintendo basically ruled video games as they were. And Super Mario's was big, and someone thought, that would make a good film. And they probably made a note on a napkin or something, and the film was made from that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I watched it, and I couldn't think of what the film was actually about. Like, it seemed like, have you ever watched one of the Pokemon movies?
No.
I think it might have been the second one.
I genuinely never have. Completely over my head.
Well, Pokemon. My brother was quite into Pokemon, sort of, you know, through the first wave of it.
Yeah.
And my mum took him to see this movie, and she come out, and she said, that was the biggest pile of crap I've ever seen. It was essentially a 90-minute long advert for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I felt like the Mario Brothers movie was.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally right. But with these things, I mean, around the same sort of time, you would have had Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, maybe a year or so after them. And, like, they were sort of so bad, it's good, in terms of...
Yeah, cheesy.
Yeah, just cheesy shit. Like, I mean, Mortal Kombat was on... if you've got Freeview in the UK, you can get Sky Movies channel. It was on that a couple of weeks ago. And you know what? I watched it, and I didn't watch it all. But what I watched, I laughed at. And maybe that wasn't necessarily what they were aiming for. But, you know, it was enjoyable. It was fun. It's cheesy nonsense. And like I said already, if Bob Hoskins can't save your movie's fucked.
Have you ever watched Tekken, Japanese movie?
No,
that's sort of the same. It's quite bad, but sort of enjoyable.
Right. Okay.
Mostly because they've got Christy in it, or a character that plays Christy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And you know the capoeira girl.
Yeah.
And she's pretty hot. And it's sort of a mishmash of a few characters. It doesn't seem to follow a particular story,
right. But
you know, it's one of those films, like, you can watch it and you're like, yeah, that was all right, but you wouldn't go and buy it or anything.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'd probably say that in the same sort of vein would be the Dead or Alive movie.
I've not seen that.
Well, put it this way, if you do watch it, make sure your wife doesn't catch you watching it. Like, make sure you've got an hour and a half to yourself. When it comes to this sort of thing, like, I have to be completely honest, if you're going to watch something like this, like Dead or Alive, unless you're in complete dire straits, you know, like it's on TV and you're in prison or something, like, I'm absolutely certain that in 2017 you can find something better to jack off to. But, like, you know, it's pretty good, pretty good. A lot of nice-looking women in that movie.
Which, let's face it, Dead or Alive, they could have maybe put less emphasis on the boob bouncing, but You know, again, they're Japanese. They're going to go all in with the tits, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. Yeah, it's not quite. I don't know if you've ever even heard of this game. I think it's kind of rare. A game called Rumble Roses XX.
Yeah, well, I have played it.
It's
like a female wrestling game, isn't it?
That was a definite one to keep in the sock drawer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's. I hadn't thought about that game in a little while, actually. I don't know if I'm happy or sad that I reminded myself. We're sort of going on about movies a little bit. We could probably do a whole other show on movies. I was wanting to rant about Dead Island for a little bit. Not even got the chance to do that. Being angry is just much easier, isn't it? It's just much easier to find something to talk about when you're criticising.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of mentality that has grown from the gaming community now for some reason. Like, I think I said it before, whereas before, you like GTA 3, you play that, you ignore the niggles because it's a decent game.
Yeah.
If they brought that out now, that would be absolutely shitstormed on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, and they might not even make another GTA after it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad they did because... Yeah. You know, GTA San Andreas was pretty fucking good, I think.
Yeah, and Vice City, yeah.
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 You know, and they had, you know, GTA 4, and you had the inevitable DLCs that followed, which, again, you know, Lost and the Damned and The Ballad of Gay Tony, they were in keeping with GTA.
Yeah.
You know, pretty, you know, had its funny bits and didn't take itself too seriously, but... You know, it's just, as the gaming community's grown, you've got more trolls, I guess,
yeah,
have just taken over them now.
Yeah,
filling totally. Up forums with, you know, hatred about what games they don't like. And it's like, well, don't fucking play them then, if you don't like it that much.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Completely agree. It's people that are like, oh, don't play Skyrim because... I don't know why he's English, sorry. I don't play Skyrim because it's so buggy, because it's Bethesda. Fine, do you know what? Don't play Skyrim. You just miss out on one of the best gaming experiences of the last 10 years. Fine, your choice, you fucking idiot. Yeah, that's kind of, that feels like a really harsh place to end. But yeah, if you're going to be that upset about little things, you make a better game. How's that? You learn how to do it and make a better game. Please, I will buy it. I will Kickstarter you. And if you can make this game happen, I will pay up my pledge. How's that?
You know what? That's what I think half of these indie games are. You know, like your ID at Xbox and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think half of them are people thinking, yeah, I can make a better game than that. And they end up with, you know, fucking Super Dungeon Bros or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I played it and it was free games with gold and, like, meh.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate that with games of gold. I can only imagine how people with PlayStations must feel. But, you know, when you get the announcement or they make the announcement for next month's Games with Gold, and it's a game you've never heard of because it's not released yet, you're like, well, no, like, actually, no, like, don't... I don't mind them giving, something like Outlast or when they did Layers of Fear couple of months ago. Like, that I can deal with. Like, those are games that people may have... like sort of been interested in and maybe held off on stuff like that, but when it's a brand new IP, like, no, why do I want to do this? You know, it's like when they did, what was that game called, Massive Chalice. That was maybe a year. Oh, yeah. That was probably a year or so ago now.
They had it on this like 3 months, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I still didn't download the fucking thing because I'm not downloading a game called Massive Chalice. Like, the word massive doesn't belong in video game titles. I'm not going to take it seriously. On it, if you can take any game, look at your shelf of games, right? One, if you can find one that's good with the word massive in the title, please inform me of what it is. And I'm not talking to Liam here. Out After Dark 216 on Twitter, tell me directly if you find one. Look at all your games that go through your memory. If you find one with massive in the title that's any good, then let me know. Part two is, if you can think of a game that should have massive in the title, that you can actually replace a word with or add in, so like massive Call of Duty 3. Actually, that sounds pretty good. Shit. I'm all in on that one now.
That's probably what they'll call, like, they have, like, the ultimate editions with all the DLC.
Yeah.
Just call them massive from now on. Yeah. A game's bigger or something.
Well, there we go. We've ended our negative podcast with a revolution in the gaming industry. That's now what everyone has to do. Massive deluxe editions. Liam, I will let you sign off before we go.
Yeah, cheers, everyone. I'm Liam, the Grimfish on Twitter. You know, talk to me about anything gaming, and yeah, even if it's just to swear at me for something I've said, then I probably won't respond, but do it anyway.
See, swear at me all you want. I will respond, because you can tell me that I'm a scrub or a hack, or that I need to get good because I'm not very good at Prey so far. Help me out. Lend a guy a hand here. This is what the gaming community needs. It's, you know, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum, guys. Anyway. It does take different strokes.
Be more helpful. I think that's the key here.
Yes. Let's all be more helpful. We're not all Dark Souls masters. Or level 87 prestige Call of Duty. If you are, go out and lose your virginity and get back to me. Out After Dark 216 on Twitter. Peace out, everyone.